Thank you, Brother Hyde. 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. If you have your Bible with you, want to follow along as we read the scripture tonight. 1 Kings chapter 17. We'll begin our reading with verse number 8. 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse number 8. Appreciate the service already tonight and the other services this morning and last night that we got to be a part of. The good report of the services on Monday morning and on the Lord's Day. I do covet your prayers for the next few moments. The Lord might speak to us and through us for just a little while. 1 Kings chapter 17, we'll begin our reading with verse number 8. If you found your place, if you are physically able, if you're willing to do so, I do invite you to stand with us. And of course, by standing, we'll honor and reverence the reading of the precious word of the Lord. Notice what the Bible says in 1 Kings 17 and verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And called her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me. And after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of the meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Father, thank you again for the privilege to pray. Thank you for the prayers already prayed, the songs sung tonight, testimonies rendered, the preaching, Lord, the message tonight. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Thank you for that you've already done. Now would you have mercy, my Lord, in the furtherance of the service, and do among us what only you can do. Would you speak to and through us tonight? Would you bind the forces of hell and Satan to defeat? Would you give victory tonight? Lord, would you reveal yourself to everyone that's come through those doors tonight and reveal to each one of us our need of you tonight. May we see ourselves in the light of eternity, in the light of judgment, and in light of the Word of God tonight. Lord, would you draw sinners to you? Would you stir up the saints? Oh, dear Lord, above everything that would be accomplished tonight, may your name be glorified and magnified among us. Lord, what you're privileged and pleased to do in, through, and for us, we'll thank and praise you. I ask everything I ask in Jesus' lovely name. Amen and amen. I realize tonight from this text, you've heard, no doubt, many and much preaching, and there are different areas and ways you can look at this text tonight and things you could preach from. I want to call your attention tonight to verse number 10. When the Bible says Elijah arrives at the gate of the city of Zarephath, and the Bible said the widow woman that God had spoke to him about when he was down yonder at the brook Cherith, that widow woman, the Bible said, was there at the gate of the city, and she was gathering of sticks. I want to preach on that phrase tonight. If God would help me, and you'll pray for me for just a moment tonight, on gathering of sticks. Gathering of sticks. This woman was, my friend, a gathering of sticks to make a meal. Three times I want to look at in the Word of God where individuals were gathering of sticks tonight. And by looking at these individuals, maybe tonight we can realize where we're at may be gathering of sticks tonight. If you'll allow me and permit me tonight, we'll leave this text for just a moment and look at Numbers chapter number 15. In Numbers chapter number 15 and verse 33, there's our first individual that is gathering of sticks. The Bible said in verse 32, while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. So I want to say first of all tonight, there was a man that gathered sticks, a gathering of sticks on the Sabbath day. Of course, we understand as we read the rest of this text that because this man was gathering of sticks on the Sabbath day, that he had to die. That judgment fell on this man, on this individual, and he was stoned by the children of Israel for his transgression. You see, the Ten Commandments had been given unto Moses, and that one commandment was to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Now it seems to us, when we think about a man gathering up sticks, my friend, that it was such a little thing, such a light thing, my friend, not such a simple a trespass and a transgression. But yet God's law was plain and explicit, and this man had disobeyed that law. As a matter of fact, when we read verses 30 and 31 of Numbers chapter 15, we find that God is talking to Moses about people and individuals that sin presumptuously. Oh, hear me. And then I think in this example of this man, we have an individual that sins presumptuously. This was not an ignorant sin, but this was a presumptuous sin. This was a deliberate sin. The word presumptuously, my friend, means with a high hand. It means in defiance. Hear me. Verse 31 said, anyone that despises the commandment or the word of the Lord. It seems that this man, my friend, has specifically and purposely sinned against God. What he did was he set God's law aside. He set God's commandment aside and exalted his own will above the word and the commandment of God. Amen. Did you know that's the trouble with every sinner? Amen. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. Somehow, inside of all of us, we feel like that irregardless of what God has said and what God has commanded, that somehow we can set that aside and establish our own way. It started with Cain when he sacrificed unto the Lord the offering of the works of his own hand, thus setting aside the acceptable sacrifice of the blood sacrifice of the sacrifice of that God I would be pleased with. That Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. Oh, hear me. And you not only need to be saved from Satan, as Brother Ken talked about tonight, and from sin, but you need to be saved from self. Are you hearing me? Oh, hear me tonight. If you go to hell,
if you keep following the path that you're on tonight, if you wind up in the charred walls of hell, at the day of judgment, there'll be nobody that you'll be able to point your finger at. There'll be nobody else you'll be able to blame. There'll be no one else or nothing else that you'll have to excuse yourself. But it'll simply be you.
Amen.
Your voluntary rejection of the word and the command of God. Your insistence might be an all impenitent in your life. I will lead you to that place of eternal destruction and eternal damnation. Are you hearing me tonight? Oh my, it's not my way or your way tonight. It's not your opinion or my opinion. It's not how we think or we feel. It's done in God's way tonight. And here this man set aside the command and the law of God and exalted himself. Can I say, as every sin did, the first thing it did was steal from God what belonged to him. It robbed God of his glory. That's what Joshua told Achan. He said, oh, you've not only sinned, but you robbed God of his glory. You took the glory from the Lord. The Lord said, the Sabbath is my day. I want your affection. I want your attention. Are y'all hearing me? I want you to look to me on that day and remember me on that day and honor me on that day as your faithful creator. But this man set that all aside and established his own law and his own way. Anybody hearing me?
Amen.
What would make a man do this? Knowing that there was a penalty to pay. Now they brought him to Moses. Moses, I put him up and went to the Lord. But they knew the Lord had said he should die and judgment I would fall on him. They just didn't know how to administer that judgment. Amen. So they asked the Lord. And he told them to stone him with stones. But what would make him gather up sticks? Oh my. Oh my. No doubt to prepare a fire. Amen. Why would he do it on the Sabbath day? Well, I think part of it is in the text where it said, and when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, it is the place where they was at that made him feel like that somehow God's law did not have to be obeyed. They were in the wilderness. They were not in Canaan. They were not in the promised land. They were wandering in the wilderness. And it was a dry time. And it was a time of death and funerals. And he thought, since all this is going on, since we're in the place we're at, why surely, hey God, whatever I want to do, I will be alright to do. Are you hearing me? What a wicked world we live in tonight. What a wilderness that we're journeying through. What a spiritual wilderness we find ourselves tonight in Christendom and in society and in America tonight. Are y'all hearing me? Can I preach just a moment tonight? God help us. Are you listening tonight? Oh, hear me. Who ever thought that in America are we going to reach the place we are tonight? Are you hearing me? Thank God. And we went beyond a sodomite or same-sex marriage. We went beyond adultery and fornication tonight. Who ever thought discover, according to society, that you're in the wrong body. Hey, are you hearing me tonight? It's nothing more than demonism and devils tonight. Are you hearing me? God help us. And somebody said, God made me this way. God never did. The Bible said he made man upright, and it was man that taught many evil inventions. Amen. But why would the society not know whether they're male or female? I think they're both at the same time. When the average church in America don't even know what Bible to preach out of or live out of. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, are you listening to me? I'm telling you, things have been turned upside down. But I remind you tonight, though we're in the wilderness, hey God, God's still got a law. Are y'all hearing me? God's moral law is still in effect tonight. And you better take care and warn tonight that you don't satisfy the law of God. My friend, because of the place you're in tonight. Amen. It doesn't justify it, and it will not excuse it. Are you hearing me tonight? And you are accountable, and you are responsible. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Secondly tonight, not only the place where there's that, but the people he's around.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. He's amongst a rebellious crowd. Amen. And vindicate us, Barney. Thank God. And listen to the evil report of the 10 spies and said we should not go into Canaan, or we can't go into Canaan. That's upon us another captain. Take us back to Egypt. Moses and Aaron has led us to this place. Oh my. Where we're going to die at the hands of the giants in the land of Canaan. Anybody hearing me tonight? And so they turned around and walked away from the good land and the promised land and the land flowing with milk and honey. They done like Jeremiah said. They hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, which could hold no water, and forsook the living God. And Jeremiah said, you ought to stand in the way and see and inquire for the old past. Thank God, wherein is a good way, and walk therein. Thank God. I know the young crowd gets tired of us older preachers talking about old fashion and old timing. Thank God. But there is an old path. There is a good way. There is a place. And there is a road that a child of God can live and walk on. And the modern church wants something else. They want entertainment. Thank God, and fleshly income and carnality to the core. Thank God, hallelujah. And most folks don't want holiness or sanctification and separation, but there's an old path that we ought to search for. There's some old path that we ought to look for tonight. And when we find it, we ought to walk therein. And he said we can find rest for our soul.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Here was his mentality. Everybody else is doing it.
Oh my.
Help. Everybody else is rebelling against God. Amen. Oh my. So I'll rebel also. Amen. Are you hearing me? Oh Lord. God help us. Amen. I'll tell you what's wrong with America tonight. Amen. The baby boomers. The yippie and the hippie crowd. Thank God it took over our colleges and universities. Thank God. And our politicians and leaders tonight. Amen. And then that never got over. Thank God. Their marijuana. Thank God in drug culture. Oh, they never got over. So-called free love. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank God. They never got over shaking their fist in the face of God. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, the New York Times stated in the 60s on their front page, God is dead. And a whole generation thinks that the wickeder you live and the more tattoos and piercings that you have and the more vile you can be, that you're fine, and that'll give you satisfaction. But Brother Ken had it right. It's a ship to destruction tonight. Are you hearing me? And by the way, God didn't die in the 60s, and He didn't die in the 50s, and He didn't die in the 70s, but He ain't dead tonight. Tonight, how about the old black preacher, S.M. Lockridge, who preached in the 60s at the Southern Baptist Convention? I don't quit on me now. Thank God when they're trying to heal the civil unrest between all that is going on in our nation. Are y'all hearing me? Hey, are y'all listening to me? Thank God. Hallelujah. By the way, hallelujah, a government will never, hallelujah, right? I settle the racial problem. Are y'all hearing me? God help me tonight. As a matter of fact, they tried to change it. Hallelujah. In the 60s, but they can't let it alone. And our present leader, God has took a step backward and led us backward instead of forward. His rights, but only God has rights tonight. We all have liberty, but we don't have rights tonight. God has a right. All of us just been given liberty. Are you hearing me tonight? When you march down that road of rights, you never get enough. But sodomites not satisfied with same-sex marriage and getting that right, then they want you to approve of it. They want you to sanction it. They want you as a Baptist preacher how to marry them. Are y'all hearing me? They never satisfied because man's rights will never satisfy. The devil lied to Eve when he told her, if you'll eat of this fruit, you'll be as God, knowing good and evil. But Satan's always lying, and he's still lying tonight. And he paints a pretty picture, but he never shows on the other side of it tonight. Are y'all hearing me? Woo!
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. But can I say tonight with the old black preacher, hallelujah, God is not dead. Amen. If He's dead, in what obituary column did you find His name?
Yeah.
And if He is dead, hallelujah, woo, what coroner was called, thank God, that found out He died, and what was the cause? Amen. And if He's dead tonight, why hadn't I been notified? I'm a member of the family. Are you hearing me tonight? Thank God. Can I say He's on the throne? Can I say He's still alive? Hallelujah. Bless His name tonight. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh God, help tonight. Amen. Oh, are you living in presumptuous sin tonight? Are you defying, living in defiance tonight of God's holy law? Have you pushed aside the gospel of grace tonight? Amen. And said, I'll do it some other way. Have you pushed aside tonight the blood route way? Thank God. The way of the cross leads home tonight. Thank God. And put it on your church membership. And put it on your good works tonight. On your dead works tonight. If you ever get escape the damnation of hell and ever see the gates of glory, I thought it'll be because of God's grace at work in your life, and the blood by faith is appropriated to your heart. I thought in your chains internally, I thought eternally and externally. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. Are you gathering sticks on the Sabbath? Oh, I'll tell you what you're doing tonight. You're treasuring up wrath against the day of wrath. Amen. You're laying up a wrath against the day of judgment. Not realizing that the goodness of God is leading you to repentance tonight. But you've despised His forbearance and His long-suffering. And you like the nation of Israel. You went about to establish your own righteousness and have not submitted yourself to the righteousness of God, which is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Are y'all hearing me tonight? You're gathering sticks on the Sabbath, and it's going to bring judgment and eternal death to your soul. Amen. Help us, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So in this gathering of sticks, amen, there was this gathering, amen, of sticks on the Sabbath. Amen. All because of the place he was at and the people he was around, he felt justified. Everybody else is doing it. Yeah, but it ain't what everybody else says and does. Amen. It's what God says. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you allow me to look at my text just a moment tonight for the second gathering of sticks? In verse number 10, the Bible said, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. Amen. How unusually God provided for the man of God. First of all, he hid him at the brook Cherith. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I say to you, the brook Cherith, thank God, was an open place. It was in plain view and in plain sight. And yet God said, go to the brook Cherith. Go to the open place. Hallelujah. And I'll hide you in plain view. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you try to hide yourself tonight, thank God it doesn't matter how deep a hole you dig, or how might be in how thick the brush is, or the trees, God will find you out. But if God ever tries to hide you, or not tries, but if God ever hides you, how the enemy can't find you in plain sight.
Thank God.
Are you listening to me? Woo! Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I'm sheltered under his wing tonight. And the enemy can't find me. And the enemy can't see me. Hallelujah. Well, oh my. Not only did he hide him in an open place, thank God, but oh, tonight, thank God he fed him with an unclean bird. Amen. Thank God. Raven don't even feed its own. Thank God, plus it's unclean. But God used an unclean vessel. Oh. To feed the man of God. Anybody hearing me? And for some reason, twice a day, them ravens went down yonder. Thank God. I think they might have got it off of Ahab's table. Thank God and brought it down out of the brook Cherith. And they flew all those miles. And just in the nick of time, God said, let her drop. And they opened their mouth, and there it was. Bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. Hallelujah. God knows how to feed. And the man of God and the people of God. Hallelujah. While he's got them hid. He would have to use the youth as the youth of the unclean to do it.
Yep, yep. You're
oh, God, help us. Amen. What was it the old widow woman said? Thank God when the neighbor boys kept hearing her cry for bread, for a loaf of bread. Amen. And the neighbor boys years ago heard her praying up through that open window. And they said, we'll put our pennies together and give that old woman her bread. And she'll thank God did it. And we'll make a fool out of her. And so they put their pennies together and bought a loaf of bread. And when she was praying, Father threw it in the open window. When she got through praying and realized that she had the bread, thank God, she said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the bread. They sniggered on the outside and said, that wasn't God. That is us. And then she said, Lord, I thank you for the bread. Even if you had to send them devilish boys, I'd have bring it to me. Thank you for feeding me. God knows how.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And now, when the brook dries up and the ravens quit coming by, God says, go to Zarephath, not to a city of Israel, but a city of the Gentiles. And there I've commanded the widow woman to sustain. Hallelujah. And there he goes. Thank God. And I don't know what he thinks on the way down there. A rich widow. A widow that her husband has left her. A multi-$1 million policy that can feed the man of God. But when he winds up at the gate of the city, there's a widow woman gathering of sticks. And she ain't got enough to feed her own. Much less the man of God. But God said, that's the one I've commanded how to sustain. Are y'all hearing me? Isn't that amazing? Woo! She couldn't feed herself and her own son, but yet God said, feed the man of God. Are you hearing me? God uses, thank God, unsavory means, thank God, how to perform his work. Amen. When he gets to the widow, to the gate, he says to the widow woman, fetch me some water. He realizes that's her. And as she heads to get some water, he says, bring me a morsel, a cake, a little cake. And she turns around and says, sir, the famine's on. And I'm out here today gathering sticks. Hallelujah. She said, as a matter of fact, I'm gathering two sticks. Amen. Because I got just a handful of meal in the barrel and a little oil in the cruse. And I'm going to take them two sticks and cook that handful of meal and use that oil in the cruse. And my son and I are going to eat this meal and we're going to die. She's gathering sticks for the supper. Are you with me tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now she says it's the Last Supper.
Yeah.
It's the final meal. Amen. It's the death meal. Hallelujah. Amen. And she kept walking off and he said, by the way, go ahead and do what I said, for the word of the Lord said. Hallelujah. You'll make me a cake first. The oil and the cruise and the meal and the barrel won't fail until the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Amen. Do y'all realize what she thought was her last meal turned out to be her first meal? Are y'all hearing me tonight? Are you down to your last meal tonight? Are you down to gathering sticks? Thank God. And you're going to use up everything you got? Hallelujah. Oh, and that's the end of it. Are you have no hope? Are you at the end of your rope tonight? Thank God, this is the end. You're at the bottom of the barrel. Hallelujah. Oh, can I say to you tonight, hey God, if you'll obey what the word of the Lord said, it won't have to be your last meal. It can be that new beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said she did as the man of the Lord. Thank God, the man of God told her to do, and the word of the Lord, and her and her son lived on that all during the famine. Now, the Bible said when Elijah came upon her, she's a gathering sticks. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't think she's got a handful. I don't think she's got an armful. I think she's going through trying to find the right size. The right length, the right diameter, and she's going through several. Thank God. Say, I don't think this is it. But she winds up and she says to him, I just got two sticks.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank God. Oh, two sticks, you may think it's death, but you'll find out they're life. It is death to you, but it'll bring the life of Christ. If you'll go to the cross, to the two sticks, it'll bring you to the end of yourself, but it'll put Christ's life in you. Paul said, thank God I'm crucified. I'm with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I say this tonight? Thank God she gathered two sticks. Amen. And a handful of meal and the oil and the cruse. And that our verses that I read to you tonight, down through verse 16, talks again about the meal, wasting not in the oil, the cruse, not failing. But two sticks are never mentioned again. The oil and the meal were mentioned again, but not two sticks, because two was enough. Hallelujah. Can I say and report to you tonight? Hey, God, on an old rugged tree, I called Calvary. Hey, God, at a place called Golgotha, on an old rugged cross, on a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Hey, God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, Christ appeared once in the end of the world, and by the sacrifice of himself, I put away forever our sin. Are y'all hearing me? Thank God, hallelujah. He won't have to die again. There won't have to be another cross tonight. Thank God, that one was enough. It's enough for you to live tonight. Oh, hallelujah. It's enough for you to be saved tonight. Thank God, he has perfected about that one offering forever. Them that are sanctified.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the widow's gathering sticks for the supper. Amen. Well, I said I'm through tonight. Acts chapter 28. The Bible said in verse 3, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks. Amen. There was the man that gathered sticks on the Sabbath. There was the woman that gathered sticks for the supper. Amen. And here's the Apostle Paul that gathered sticks. But he's bitten by the snake. Hallelujah. Amen. I like Paul gathering sticks. He's aged now. He's not as young as he was. Amen. Oh my. I don't know how his hands work after all that tent making. Amen. Are you hearing me? But he said, I can gather sticks. He didn't build the fire, but he sure wanted to put some wood on it. Oh, at our churches tonight, if we had folks that want to put wood on the fire instead of wet blankets. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Thank God wildfire's a wet blanket. Amen. Deadness is a wet blanket. Ceremonialism and formalism is a wet blanket. Amen. Unholy lives, unclean lives, it's a wet blanket. You hear me tonight? But Paul said, I want to bring some wood to the fire. Now he's the agent. Thank God he's the one that had the message. Thank God for the entire ship. Thank God if they'd listened to him the first message he had, they would not have been in the shape they're in. But they're glad to hear the second message. Thank God. When he said, the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, stood by me this night. I got him. He said, I was going to see Caesar. I'm headed to Rome. And God said, he's going to give me the lives of all them that sail with me. I know you think, some of you think the preachers are killing you. And he may be the very reason you're being saved tonight. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me tonight? Thank God. And so here they are on the island of Melita. And Paul, being the elder among them and the preacher among them, thank God, headed to Rome, knows where he's going. Could have put his hands behind his back or to his side. I fought him and said, let somebody else do it. But he said, I think I'll put some wood. Thank God, hold the fire. Are y'all hearing me tonight? What are you waiting on tonight? Why is it you come to the house of God under the camp meeting waiting for somebody else to put wood on the fire? Why don't you chop some at the house? Why don't you pray through and get better and come to the house of God with some sticks gathered and a build at the fire? Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I don't know. It's just there. Hallelujah. You can be awful critical of how we're doing it, but I don't see you doing anything. You want us to quit trying and let you have it? And see how you do it? Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? No, I'll tell you what you're going to do tonight. Thank God you can tell everybody else how to do it. But you'll never lift your hand to do anything. You won't gather no sticks, but you sure like to warm by the fire. Hallelujah. Hey, the rain's on. It's cold and it's wet. Thank God we need somebody to help gather some sticks and to build up the fire. Well, well. Hallelujah. Bless his name. He's gathering sticks even though he's been through a storm. Hallelujah. And still in a storm. He's a gathering sticks in the midst of a storm. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Oh, have you give up in the storm? Have you thrown up your hands in the storm? Have you said there's nothing to be done? Thank God, oh, they were not still in the ocean. Thank God, they were on the land. But oh, the wind was still howling. Thank God, the gale force winds were still blowing. Thank God, the rain was still falling. It was a cold day. But in the midst of the storm, he said, I believe I'll get some sticks.
That's right.
He's gathering sticks though he's been shipwrecked.
Thank God.
What a mess. Yeah, go ahead.
Some of you have been shipwrecked tonight. Oh, all your faith has been shipwrecked tonight. Amen. You've been shipwrecked morally. Amen. You've been shipwrecked in your marriage. You've been shipwrecked spiritually tonight. Hallelujah. But oh, don't quit tonight. Gather up some sticks to put on the fire. Hallelujah. Oh, God help us tonight. Are you listening? Now, he's gathering up sticks in the storm. Thank God, and though he's been shipwrecked, and looks like enough has happened to him. And you see, that's this day. Hallelujah. We can't get over the storm and the shipwreck. Still trying to do good till we get a snake bite. Hallelujah. Some of you preachers, you get your head above water. Amen. Finally, after one weekend, amen, on Monday morning, and all the other Monday mornings, you're having to hold your breath or you're going to drown. But fall, finally, it's a little better the past Sunday and Sunday night. And on Monday morning, you've got your head above water, and you're at least breathing a little bit. And you say, well, maybe we're coming out of it now. Maybe things are going to be better from here on out. Thank God. Amen. I've seen some are gathering sticks. Maybe, thank God, by next service we'll be a little better. Amen. And you start gathering sticks yourself. And the next thing you know, you get snake bit. And you think, what else can happen? What else can go wrong? What else can knock me down? What else can buffet me? Amen. What else can they say? What else can they not do? Amen. How else can they hurt me? How many other ways can they pierce through me? Some of you are not preachers tonight, just saints of God. And it seems like over and over again, it's another messenger of Satan. How to buffet you? Yes, you cried. How to put the storm and the shipwreck behind you and gather up some sticks to put on the fire, and the venomous beast has latched onto your hand tonight as you took your sticks to the fire. Oh my! And it looks like certain death. Are you hearing me? Amen. As a matter of fact, that barbarous people that inhabited that island said, hey, here's one of them fellows that's wicked and evil. And he escaped the storm and the sea, didn't drown in it. But the gods, amen, have still got it out for him. And a beast has been, that poisonous snake. And we're going to watch him swell up and die here in just a minute. Because vengeance is on that fella. He escaped it from the sea, but he couldn't escape from the snake. Ain't nobody else will either, amen. And Paul just walks over there and throws his bundle of sticks in the fire and shakes off the snake and walks on. Can you shake it off tonight? Can you shake it off tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. He shook it off. And they kept watching for him to swell up and die. And he didn't die. And he didn't look no different. And they changed their mind and said, he ain't under the vengeance or the anger or the wrath or the judgment of the gods. He is a God. Because nobody can do that and live. Thank God. And Paul said, it ain't me. Hallelujah. It's the God I serve. Can I remind you the storm? Can I remind you the shipwreck? Can I remind you the snake bite that you have tonight? It's for the furtherance of the gospel.
That's right.
Amen. See, because it ain't about you and me, no how. It's about him. Amen. And sometimes it's rough sailing in rough waters, and it's enemy territory. And God, and it's venomous snake bites that God allows us to go through to get glory out of our life and to have His name magnified before others and to have others look on and say, how do they do it? It's not them. It's evidently the God that is in me.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And they'll never see God in you until all of you's got rid of.
That's right.
And I've realized more and more as to be a Christian and a preacher, there's a whole lot more of me than I thought there was. And I die here and I die there. And I realize there's some more of me. But every point in time when I get down, till I don't think I can do it no more, till I'm at the end of myself, woo! That's when Paul said, I will therefore most glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then, thank God, I'll find the strength that I didn't know was there. Hallelujah. As long as I can do it in my ability, in my strength, in my reasoning, in my logic, and in my flesh, I don't find that strength. But when I reach the end of that, there is a supernatural power that comes over me, hallelujah, that enables me to go on and do the work and the will of God. Hallelujah. What he's literally saying is, there is a power that tents and tabernacles over me. Hallelujah. There is a strength that comes down, oh, like a tent, and hovers over me. You ever felt it? Where are you tonight? And he shook off the snake, raised up the sick man, preached the gospel, and went on to Rome to see Caesar. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. We're headed to see Caesar tonight. We're headed for Rome. We're headed where God said we're going tonight. Are you gathering sticks tonight? Are you gathering sticks on the Sabbath? Are you defying God's word and God's law in your life tonight? Are you doing it because the place you're in and the people you look around? Oh, but hear me. You'll not stand before God for all what they've done or not done. You'll stand for yourself. You're responsible for you. Are you hearing me tonight? Are you gathering sticks for the supper? Oh my. Can I say two's enough? Bless His name. Are you gathering sticks in the midst of the storm and though you've been shipwrecked? Has the snake laid hold on me? Oh, don't let the venomous poison bitter ye. Amen. Yep. Oh, blind ye. Amen. Oh, and it will.
Yes, it will.
It will. Would you come tonight? Everybody stand, please.